1543. Nope, that's not what happened on this day. That's what happened. I knew something happened on this day. Mary Queen of Scots was crowned at 9 months old on this day in 1543. So why not play a song called Mary Queen of Scots from the album Mary Queen of Scots? It's Eugene Kelly and his project Eugenius here on Viva La Mock.
Getting into store.
their Never Give In album. That is Pittsburgh's own Half-Life with Go Down Fighting here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, the Weirdos. Weirdos gave us, we got the Neutron Bomb. Played some Ramones in there with their version of the theme to the cartoon known as Spider-Man. Title track from the Eugenius album of Mary Queen of Scots, their second and final album from what I'm aware of. Because, as I mentioned, if you are listening on a Friday night, and that Friday happens to be September 9th, it is the anniversary of Mary Queen of Scots being crowned queen at 9 months old. Happened in 1543. So I thought I'd throw that song on you. I do want to remind you to tune in, turn on, and drop out with the best of psychedelic punk and rock on Joe's Garage Monday evenings from 7 to 8 here on 88.3 FM. Also, I do want to warn you, I think technically we're on random schedule, which I don't know if you can tell the difference. The stalwarts are still here, but the excitement is coming in about a week or next week, maybe in a few days. The fall schedule of 2022 will be released because some of the youngsters are back and they want to get their shows back on the air. There's some new kids who are like, hey, I can be on the radio. And we're going to let them. And then there's some old kids like us who are still on the radio. And we thank them for letting us do that. So I alluded to the fact that the mock in the full Friday night show is going to be related to losing Queen Elizabeth. And I had someone call in and say, hey, Mockster, could you play some Clash? Because apparently London's calling to protest the mock or celebrate it. The Viva La Mock radio program here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
London calling to the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning and I live by the river. To the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out. Draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout. But while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide. Except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thin. A nuclear error, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning.
Could be wrong. I could be. song. Looks like you're ready to go. What you gonna do? What you gonna sell? On your way to hell. A big west. A big, big west. A big, big, big. A big, a big west. Hey!
Another band hailing from Cincinnati, Ohio, making my set this evening. That's the Wolverton Brothers with Big West, wrapping up that set of music here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Before the Wolverton Brothers, some Modest Mouse went back to Interstate 8 for All Night Diner. Public Image Limited from their album that's just called Album, unless you have the CD, and the CD is called CD. I believe the 8-track was called 8-track. With Rise. Clash started off the entire set. Title track from 1979's London Calling. Hey, you know who's not calling? You! You know why? Because maybe you just forget the number and you have to wait till I give it out. 412-268-WRCT, that's the request line. Or you can always email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Reach out if there's something you want to hear. Again, if you're getting the full non-encore edition of this program on a Friday night, and it is the 9th of September, I'll tell you what the mock is. I mentioned, I don't know if you heard, but Queen Elizabeth died, 96 years. She lived for 96 years, which is amazing. I'm not doing a mock on Queen. Nope. That one's been done. So what my mock is I'm actually going to do a track-for-track cover of the Smiths album, The Queen is Dead. So however many songs are on that album, I will play a cover song of each song from that album by another artist, and that will be the mock later in this program. Hey, did you know that you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul? But what he does is he focuses on new music by his favorite classic artists. It's Thursdays at 8 p.m. here in WRCT. On a Friday night, you can normally hear his Thursday night show at 1 a.m. when this program's over. And sometimes you can hear Monday afternoon. If Mr. Jackson Lurie is actually listening to my program right now, he probably already knows this, but September 9th is actually the 15th. Today is the 15th anniversary of the death of Huey Tomlinson. You're like, what? Who? What? Guitarist, original guitarist for the Outlaws, passed away at the age of 55 back in 2007. Henry Paul later recruited this guy to kind of replace him.
It was just another day on Alligator Alley.
A little Billy Crane for you.
The Everglades for Drysdale Valley. Out of the swamp came a dangerous thing. A dusty old Jeep painted camouflage green. He was out of cash and low on gas. Saw an oasis up ahead. Glove box, dark sky for a backdrop, big trouble down the highway. 59. That wall of cop cars made a formidable line. You never saw the outskirts of Everglades City, 'cause they took them down hard, no remorse, no pity. 'Cause 44 was in the glove box, a dark sky was his backdrop. Never thought that a roadblock was getting hit full of state cops. Easy money comes the hard way when you're working for a chump change, and there ain't enough cocaine you can stop till the blood on the blacktop. Blood on the blacktop.
Hi, this is Henry Paul of Blackhawk. It's Friday night with the Mockster on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Just another heartache, making you feel like you wanna die. Wish that it was raining, wanna find a place to run and hide. You're harder on yourself than you have a right to be. When you look in the mirror, you gotta like what you see.
Music from Blackhawk, new album's called Blue Highway. It's a Don't Put Yourself Down. If you're not familiar with Blackhawk, Henry Paul, it's his project. He had the Outlaws. He still, I think, has the Outlaws. He reformed them. But I wanted to play you something off that new album. Dashboard Saviors went back to a 7-inch that they put on the SOL label. That was... Yeah, SOL stood for not what you think it is. It was the singles-only label. And I want to say Bob Mould was actually behind that record label. That, guess what they did? They only put out singles. All before from the Dashboard Saviors. Hey, Dashboard Saviors hailed from Athens, Georgia. Actually, the album was produced by Peter Buck of R.E.M. or that 7-inch was produced by Peter Buck of R.E.M. and John Keane. And before... The Dashboard Saviors, I played some Drive-By Truckers, another band hailing from Athens, GA. Nine Bullets went back to the Pizza Deliverance album from the Drive-By Truckers. And then speaking of Henry Paul and the Outlaws, played some Billy Crane, who has played with Henry Paul himself and the Reformed Outlaws, but from his latest album, Village... Blood on the Blacktop is what you heard. You know, sometimes the pain seems overwhelming. And I'm not just talking about when you listen to this radio show. I'm talking about that prescription you're taking, that prescribed dose of pain medication. And it's not bringing the relief. What you need to do is actually check with your doctor. Don't self-medicate. Because pain relievers, they're safe and they're effective if they're used correctly. But if they're misused, you could become addicted. Or you could actually experience other problems. So take your prescription as it's directed. And if you need more information about addictions, call 1-800-662-HELP and do the right dose. This message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and, of course, your good friends here at the Viva La Mock Radio program. Got about 15 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. And for those of you listening to an encore presentation, yeah, those of you not listening on September 9th, 15 minutes and the show's over. Boo, I know. I should have sound effects. I should do a Jay Thurber thing and have sound effects. Or not. Does he do that? I don't even know if he does that. Seems like something he would do. I got to remind you, no matter when you roll out of bed, whiskey before breakfast will suit your every need. I'm talking about a radio show here, not drinking whiskey before breakfast. I'm talking about Mando Richards' radio program called Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio show. Each week he starts the show off with a liquored upside of that spectrum. And then the redemption happens at the end of the show with more of a gospel-driven side. And in between, you're going to hear a wide range of old favorites and new releases from all over that folk spectrum. Again, it's Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard each and every Wednesday, 11 a.m. right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT. Now, if you've been paying attention, and let's say you caught last week's show, so you caught last Friday, or you caught the encore on Tuesday, and I was celebrating Labor Day, playing a bunch of songs about working. In fact, if you had made it out to Arsenal Lanes on Sunday, the night before Labor Day Monday, that's what I played. In fact, I played Doug. I actually played things like Rush, because I can do that at Arsenal Lanes. Here at Viva La Mock, you don't want me to play Rush. You want me to explore and play other stuff for you. But I had so many great requests and suggestions. There's songs that I missed. I ran out of time, couldn't get to. So I was like an overflow. I might sprinkle some of those into my program this evening. If you have a request for anything, for me to shut up, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Call me, but if you call me, don't say shut up, because that's not nice. My mom said, say, please be quiet. 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-WRCT. How about a song for the working man?
Hey now, you better listen to me, every one of you. We've got a lot of work to do. Forget about your women and that water can. Today you're working for the man. You gotta make him a man. see, they're both gonna be all mine. Yeah, I'm gonna be the man. I'm gonna be the man. Gotta make it my hand. If I'm gonna be the man, I'm working for the man. I'm working for the man. I gotta make it my hand.
The day was nearly over. They were hosing down the halls when they caught sight of her body in the rushes and
I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. Scared me right, but mama tried. Mama tried. Mama tried to raise me better than pleading 99. And leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama died.
John Hardy, he was a desperate little man, carried two guns every day. He shot a man down on the West Virginia line. They saw John Hardy getting away. They saw John Hardy getting away. They cornered John Hardy on the Tombstone Bridge. He thought that he was free. Till a deputy sheriff came and grabbed him by the arm. Said, Johnny, come along with me. Johnny, come along.
Uncle Tupelo wrapping up that set of music with John Hardy from the No Depression album. Before that, speaking of versions, old 97s doing Merle Haggard's Mama Tried. Well, just played some, I'll say, brand new, newer, came out in 2022. Brand new music from John Doe. New album's called The Fables in a Foreign Land. What's interesting, the song I played, which I was called the first single, Destroying Angels, he and Exene Cervenka of X wrote it with Shirley Manson of Garbage. And actually, Garbage put that song out as a single on Record Store Day a few years back. So even though he wrote it, we're going to call it a cover of a Garbage song. And then speaking of something that's not Garbage, Roy Orbison never put Garbage out. I don't even think he took the Garbage out. Roy Orbison started off the entire set with Working for the Man, which is what I do each and every day. Each and every Friday, I work for you. And you might be a man or a woman or whatever you are. Just a fan of the Viva La Mock radio show. That's what you are. Hey, don't forget that the Academy, the American Academy of Neurology, has issued a new guideline to help determine when people with Alzheimer's disease or dementia should stop driving. Find out more information by going to AAN.com.